Our buddy Dr. Jason Kanz is with us. First thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. And it really is. You know, it's been interesting. Susan Jacoby's been joining us here this week, day four. She's seeing to see if she can put up with Caleb and I. And so far, she's calling it just her most fun 2 hours of the day. And it's kind of like a pickup on what we say about this 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure it's a wonderful 2 hours that you have together, but, I mean, this really is the best 5 minutes of the day. So
yeah, right.
Most people just don't know it.
It's peaceful and calm. We love doing radio, connecting as friends. You know, I was thinking of all the commonalities in terms of our Larry Crabb fandom. I mean, it starts out with Jesus and the Spirit, but then the Larry Crabb stuff, and then even our daughters, I mean, your oldest and my oldest. Your oldest was born a day before my oldest, whose birthday she turned 21 yesterday. So, I mean, just a lot of commonalities.
It is. It's a lot of commonalities. Both of those girls have lived in my house.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there's, yeah, absolutely. And I think you're exactly right. Our mutual love for Jesus is what, you know, is that really at the core.
Yeah, it is. But the thing was, like, sometimes I saw, like, and you don't want to be competitive, but I saw your post on Facebook for your daughter, and I thought maybe we could share those this morning because yours was just so loving. And it's just like, do you ever get that where the competitiveness in you arises and you're like, that's not pretty? And I saw your wonderful, glowing, loving, and I'm like, wow, is my you know, at different times, your relationship with Grace, and you've been open about struggles in it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I've been challenged. Like, I'm not as close to Evelyn as you are to Grace, although I have three daughters. I guess you have two, but.
Yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. I think there's just a lot of.
We lost you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you kind of tubed out for about 5 seconds, so.
Weird. Yeah, so I was just saying, you know, I think it's really true that we, as people, can compare ourselves to the good stuff we see in others without really recognizing that all of us have junk.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's been true in my relationship, certainly with Grace. We get along wonderfully now.
Yeah.
But there have been a lot of struggles over time.
Yeah, so. That's... Well, and we don't have to read, but anyhow, you did it, and so then I sat down, and I was able to, you know, and again, it wasn't like matching it. It was just like, what can I honestly say? Although it was interesting, we went to dinner last night, so the whole family, and boy, can that rack up a bill when you get 7 people going out to dinner. Phew,
yeah.
I got to take out a loan today. But, I mean, the fact is that, you know, I think I was, even around the table, we try to say on for somebody's birthday, what do you appreciate about the person? And I think...
Yeah.
I was still stuck. You saw my post, and thanks for liking it. But, I mean, it was like that I was – that so much of my fond memories with Evelyn are around reading to her when she was young. And then we had a point where she'd pick a book, I'd pick a book, and we read, you know, to each other. And then even she was kind of injured her senior year in high school in Liberia, and that's probably when we were as close as any time, especially as she approached adulthood. But it's – you know, afterwards I was like, oh, we were supposed to say what we appreciate her now. And I'm like, eh, I don't see her as much, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we go through rhythms with that too. You know, I used to read to Grace all the time. And of course that has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I read to Ian and that stopped.
Yeah.
I don't know that I did with Tessa a whole lot.
Okay. So maybe that's there's just so many subjects, like the idea of seasons. I thought about, you know, I remember after Matt Selvig and I did 7 years of M&M's in the morning, he was in here earlier this week from Bernatello's Pizza, and after we had a lunch after that was done, he talked about Halvo, you know, seasons, and that's really stuck with me the last decade. But what happens, Dr. Kanz, when you really liked one season and it's over? You want it to keep going.
You know, I think God allows rhythm, right? I mean, I think it's gives us a deeper appreciation for what we see as those good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think it increases our thirst and our longing for him in the harder seasons. And I think Matt was exactly right. I think we live in various seasons, and it's good for us to remember that. You know, sanctification isn't a straight shot to heaven. You know, it's lots of ups and downs along the way.
It is. Yeah. I'll close with this because I told you before we went on the air, I needed this to be kind of like therapy for me this morning. And it's just that, you know, there's not as many potholes this year because I don't think it was as rough a winter. But, I mean, sometimes life can bring potholes. And I felt like that yesterday afternoon. It was like the day was going along okay. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, there was one sales call. And I'm like, oh, you should have followed up with this question. You didn't. And then somebody texted me something that was like, you shouldn't have done this. Could you remove it? And then there was another. You ever get that where things kind of multiply and you go, that was a bad hour?
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. And I think even neurobiologically, we tend to focus more on bad things. And I, you know, I think for us, it's a good reminder to always turn back to our belovedness and to sometimes almost have to force ourselves to look at that again because it's so easy to fall into that shame spiral.
See what the help is when you have friends who are counselors, and I've got a number that you just hang out with them for 5 minutes, and then they drop the neurobiologically on you, and then it's all good, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. You know, when I use big words like that, people assume that it must mean something really great.
I am going to try to use that in Scrabble and just knock my opponent off the board, so.
Perfect.
Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's that time of year. My favorite time of year, really. I love this. I love this. And so Mark and I convinced Susan to do something she has never done before. And what is that, Susan?
That is fill out a bracket for the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship.
And she knew that off the top of her head. She was not reading that from the sheet that's in front of her.
No, I wasn't.
So we're not going to go all the way through these brackets, but it's just kind of fun, too, to, you know, so Mark picked it, and we're just flying as a duo here as Mark's making sure that Peggy can get where she needs to get today for her trip to Liberia, West Africa. But we're going through the brackets. So, let's just look at, were there any big upsets that you had in the first round, Susan? So again, for folks who might be uninitiated, upsets might be when, say, a high double-digit seed, say a 14 seed beats a 3 seed or, you know, things like
right.
that too. So what
right.
pops out to you from your bracket?
I just found out what an upset is, but
yes,
I know. Well, my son, when I called him about this, said, Mom, I said, hon, you know I love an underdog. He's like, no, don't choose all the underdogs. So I do have a healthy amount of upsets. I have Georgetown and over the team they're playing. And I have Maryland over UConn.
Okay.
So, but I guess the way I did it, and women out there, I just have to say, it seemed to be always the cool girls who had a bracket. So this year, I'm one of the cool girls. And for instance, the way that I chose this, Gonzaga. Dr. Gonzaga did surgery on my daughter and saved her life. So I have Gonzaga going all the way through.
Sure.
Like BYU, I picked them because I know they're clean living. So I'm figuring they're in super good shape.
Healthy.
Yeah. Like, I didn't comb through, you know, CNN and all those. I just went with my gut. And ladies, that's what I think you should do. Use that women's intuition.
We also notice men or women, our brackets that we printed out here, it says right at the top right, official bracket presented by Reese's. And that caught all of our eye, I think, because
goodness.
I don't know if we have any Wake Up Show prizes for this, but maybe we need to get some half-price Easter candy after this is all over because it kind of coincides.
Like I need incentive to patronize Reese's.
Exactly.
Thank you, Reese's.
Let's look real quick at what Halvo did. He didn't have a lot of upsets on the left side of his bracket, but he does have Winthrop, a 12 seed beating Villanova. He has Utah State, an 11 seed beating Texas Tech. And he has Morehead State. How about this? If Howell's right about this, he'll knock it out of the park.
Wow.
Morehead State, a 14 seed, knocking off West Virginia, a 3 seed. Also notable in the first round. How does this compare to you, Susan? Howell has Wisconsin losing their first game.
I couldn't bear
to do that myself, but I think he might be right. But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
No. Believe it, achieve it. I have got Wisconsin all the way through winning the whole enchilada. I mean, if I don't believe in Wisconsin, how can they? They need to know that we support them. So
yes,
they
indeed.
Are in Penn.
And
in
Brad
the
Davison
final.
Of Wisconsin is on Sports and Commentary this week, too. Let's run through just real quick. We'll get to our final four. But upsets that I had Wichita State, an 11 seed. I had them winning. I also, just like you, Susan, had Georgetown, a 12 seed, winning in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we have here? Any notable upsets? Not a whole lot for me. I'm just scanning through this Syracuse and 11 seed winning. And
one
notable
Syracuse
upset
winning,
that I have is Rutgers. I have them as a 10 seed in the second round, knocking off Houston.
So, wow.
All right, we're just about done with this, but let's go through the final four. Ladies first, your last four teams, your final four,
okay.
What would those be?
Gonzaga, of course. Florida, because I love Florida. Loyola, because I picked them in the beginning and I want to be loyal. Wisco.
Loyal to Loyola.
That's it. That's as simple as it gets. And who knows? I might win the whole thing. And then Wisconsin, of course, the winner.
And who do you have winning the entire enchilada there?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. And so Mark has in his final four Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor, and Illinois. He has Illinois winning the whole shebang. I also have Gonzaga. I have LSU, which is kind of my upset pick there, an 8 seed. Probably going to be wrong about that. I have Ohio State, and I have Illinois, and I have Gonzaga over Illinois.
Interesting.
In the championship. So anyway,
this
if any of you are into
fun.
This as well, let us know your final four picks. This is just for kicks and giggles and maybe Reese's. We're still working on that.
I'm in it for the Reese's.
We need incentive.